This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
Hello.
2025.
We're here live.
I just yawned.
I don't think it's just not a good day for this.
I don't think we recovered from Gooch Week yet.
You don't know what a gooch is.
Yes, I do. No, that's why
don't.
I said it.
You don't.
The look on your face was pretty good.
You don't know what a gooch is.
Yes, I do. It's the space between a man's things.
Yeah, but now you have balls and butthole. It's like this.
That's how we're starting this one off.
That's the gooch.
But that's what people on TikTok and Instagram were calling the week in between Christmas and New Year's before you go back to
you
work.
Need to watch your hands.
Sorry.
And before we get started, I wanted to say the butcher, say hello to your mom for me in 2025. Love you very much.
Okay.
No, he's on. He keeps trolling our TikTok, so I just want him to tell his mom.
Oh, we love the love.
I know.
Don't care what kind of love.
No. That's why I said tell your mom I said hello in the new year.
Okay. Do you have any resolutions for 2020?
Yeah, don't drink soda.
Really?
Our goal is ours. It's a joint one we talked about.
We're doing it.
I don't know. Are we?
Okay, but keep going.
I said no naps, but I already butchered that in the first day. What are you looking at your boobies for?
This isn't going well.
He keeps hitting the mic.
Yep.
You need to raise it up. She got gravity is messing with her.
I think we need to start over.
No, we're not.
I probably shouldn't say good.
No, it's too late. Gooch week. I actually kind of like that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, let's go to Gooch week.
Okay. Anyway, so resolution, you said.
Stop drinking soda and no naps, but I already lost the nap one.
Yeah.
That one's done.
Yeah.
But the stop drinking soda one, we have to wait until our refrigerator is empty of soda. That's the issue. Because.
Well, I feel like both of those resolutions then were waiting. So it's like they're not really resolutions.
Oh, mine was. The nap one was real. I failed.
Right. I feel like you need to restart that one.
I ain't restarting it because I'm going to take another nap after this podcast. The cat's trying to come in here again.
Get to see Benny Cat here in a minute. Well, I think mine, I got to 39 books last year.
Yes.
I read 39. I'm so proud of myself.
That's not enough.
No. I wanted to get to 50. I'm so mad.
I told you to read I Am Legend. That would have gave you one quick, easy win.
Well, I like romance type books, but
you like them porno books.
Smut. But some of them are fast. So it's not a problem of that. It's just, you know, having the time, making the time kind of thing. So ultimately that'll be my goal, is to hit the 50.
Well, the other day I went to bed. Yeah, it was our first, I think it was our first or second day back to work. And I went to bed fairly early, probably about 10-ish. I fell asleep and I woke up to go to the bathroom, and I think it was like 2 and you were still awake.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you are tripping.
No, I have bouts of insomnia. It's hormone thing. So I just.
Oh, yeah. Like this morning when you were
reading. I had a dream an alligator was attacking me. I was trying to kick it in its nose.
Is that why?
Blankets went flying.
Is that why I got cold? That's probably what woke me up, is I got cold, because it's cold in Florida. I don't like it.
But a new book is getting ready to come out in less than 3 weeks. Onyx Storm, the third book in the Fourth Wing series. I am determined to get you to read the series with
me. I'm not going to.
Why?
I've got other stuff to read.
Okay, fine. There's a little bit of smut. It's not a whole lot.
Yeah, that's too much smut.
It's just a little bit.
Just go watch porn.
Whatever.
Although,
it's your brain.
Did you see the news, though?
What?
January 1st. Pornhub is no longer allowed in the state of Florida.
Weird.
Well, Pornhub blocked Florida because I think Florida passed a law to prevent minors from accessing it. They require like an ID upload. So Pornhub said, we're not going to do that to people. So we're just going to block the entire state of Florida IP addresses.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I need to think about that one, how I feel about that.
Yeah,
because why would you want minors to have access to porn? You don't, right?
No, but the way Florida wants to police that is by requiring an ID. Pornhub doesn't want to deal with that. I understand. That's PII.
Yeah. I mean, as a business, you may not want to deal with that, but I don't know. Like,
well, the funny thing is,
so the alternative is
block.
Teens just have access to it in other states.
Everybody, if they don't have a law requiring that, then you can just log into it. They, I mean, Pornhub has the pop-ups and all that crap, I would assume, to
say, verify you are 18.
Yeah, they don't, they're not just going to say, but who do you think a minor or whoever is gonna?
I know, and then you get into the idea of policing the internet, right? Like, should you do that, and should you censor it? So I get where that becomes a slippery slope, but
the funniest part about it was there's this privacy-oriented company called Proton. They do emails, VPNs, all that stuff. They posted a tweet, I think it was yesterday, and it said, we are getting a strange spike from the United States. And normally this only happens when a like totalitarian regime takes over in a country. They always get these random like spikes of signups and usage. And they tweeted like a couple hours later, they said, never mind, it's porn. It's everybody from Florida registering a VPN so they can go access Pornhub.
That's interesting. But I mean, like, think about it, because the whole ban on TikTok, right? Like, you don't want to get to a point where anyone, right, is policing.
No.
But at the same time, it's like you don't want minors to have access to pornography.
But is that a parental thing?
For sure. Yep. In the household.
That's not a government thing to go and tell so-and-so or Pornhub how to run their business.
Right.
They're saying you have to be 18 to enter. Here's the thingy that says you are confirming you're 18 to enter. If you break it, that's on you. Right. People need to have responsibility.
Yeah.
Of their actions.
We have so much that I want to talk about today. Yeah. I want to switch gears a little bit.
Sorry, that was random. That was not on the show notes.
No, but I mean, it was, you know, good discussion topic, and I think it goes to some of the other things we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah, that was January 1st.
I just don't have a good segue to stay back on show notes, so we're just going
to
jump.
We went from smut to Pornhub.
We started with the gooch.
And the gooch.
So, Miraculous Ladybug. Our daughter. I know. I don't have a good
That's
way.
A terrible segue.
Miraculous Ladybug season 6 is getting ready to come out. The new Ladybug was on Netflix as a movie.
Yeah.
And it has an all new animation type, right?
Well, the style looks different. The art style is different. I wouldn't say the animation's different. The animation is still like that CG stuff.
Okay. The graphics.
The art style.
Okay. Fine. It's different in season 6.
You are clearly not a nerd.
No. I mean, I like the story, don't get me wrong, but all the technical stuff. But anyway, so it's all new. It looks like the Netflix series rather than what it did previously. I don't know how I feel about it yet.
I don't either. I do think they were due for an update on the show. The show is very clearly a TV show, TV graphically type show. You know how they kind of do it fast because they got to pump out X amount of episodes every year. It's not like a movie where it's super high quality. I do think it was due for an update, but I don't know.
Yeah, they look very
Their faces round? Are smushed.
Yeah, it's very round faces.
They look gerbily.
Right.
I don't know.
Maybe that's the point, because doesn't she want... Oh, it was hamsters.
Yeah, but this is kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but we'll see.
Some kind of rodent that goes in butts.
I'm trying so hard to bring us back, and it's just not happening. Okay, but during Gooch Week, we also binge watched.
That's my favorite term now.
We also watched Squid Game Season 2.
Yes.
Now, to me, Squid Game Season 2 is just part one, if you will.
Part one of season two.
Right.
I agree. I said that to you. I was like, there's no way this was the correct ending. The ending pissed me off.
End well. So we're going to do spoilers. Give us a minute.
Spoilers.
So if you don't want to hear this, love you. So Squid Game season two. I thought the way that it started was awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
100%. It's more Squid Game.
Exactly. That the main character, Gihan, I believe is his name, is actually diving in, trying to figure out how to get back into the games, how to dismantle everything.
Yeah.
Trying to find the subway guy. Like, that was awesome.
That's like a, he's like a hero. He's trying to be a hero, essentially.
Right. But then you start diving into, he actually gets in the game. And to me, I'm really hoping it's not as obvious as it seems. Like, the idea here is, you know all the games that are going to happen, right? You know red light, green light. You know...
Yeah, but that was the only one that was the same.
True. But you know, the... I think you even said it when we first started watching it. The wow, the crazy...
Shock factor.
Thank you. That's the
word. Yeah, when... You don't get that in season two, because when season one came out, no one knew what it was. It was this small production from Korea, North Korea. Good Lord. From South Korea, that was, you know, Netflix picked up. And then when they start playing Red Light, Green Light, and all of a sudden that person moves and they get shot and killed in front of everybody, you're like, holy shit, what am I watching?
Right.
It's so messed up.
But I feel like it's so obvious, though, because you're starting to watch the episodes. And again, we warned you, spoilers. And the front man is player number one.
Yeah, you could see that coming from a mile away.
Right. You see it coming from a mile away. It's very freaking obvious that he's trying to sway Gihan into a certain thought pattern about the games and just trying to stop all of his efforts to end the games. Like, you can see it really far away. Well,
I don't even think he's trying to stop his efforts to stop the game in that way. Like, I think he's doing more than that. I think he's grooming him to be front man.
I would agree with that, but based on the meme you just sent me,
Well, I still think that he's grooming him to be front man, because every step of the way, this season's a little bit different, spoilers, that after every single game, they all have a chance to go home, but not just that. They go home with the prize money that's left. They split it.
Right.
So it's like you can leave and actually leave with something and not just quit like in the first season and not leave with anything. But they keep voting to go back.
To stay.
And it's like every step, this front man dude is showing our main character that humanity is stupid.
It's flawed.
It's a bunch of garbage people in the world. And essentially humans, like, they keep calling them trash.
Mm-hmm.
And the trash needs to be taken out.
Right. Well, in the meme that you just sent me is that player zero from season one, the old man who died in the bed, is actually the father of...
That's a theory, yes.
Yes. Actually the father of player one and the cop guy.
Right.
And if that's true, then the father groomed the son, right? But it's weird because the front man was in the games originally. Was player zero ever in the games? I don't know if they ever said that.
Player zero.
The old man in season one.
He was in the games in season one.
But I mean, like, before he inserted himself and couldn't die.
I don't know.
But anyway, so you would think then it would be the cop that would be groomed because he's the brother. But you're saying that it's Gihan. I hope I'm saying his name right.
I think it just seems to me, because he's showing him over and over again how garbage humanity is. Why wouldn't they just take him out? Like,
well, and then, like, on social media, people are all shocked. Oh, my God, it's the front man. It's like, did you not watch season one?
You didn't watch season one, or you didn't watch...
Pay attention.
Season two, and didn't they show his face? Yeah, they showed him in flashbacks. Oh,
yeah, when they shot the cop. Yeah.
I was like, you don't remember? It was 30 minutes ago.
But I think it didn't end great, but I think it's because they split it up.
I do, too.
From season two to season three.
It's a typical...
draw it out.
Yeah, they got to draw it out. Netflix paid handsomely for it, so they want to make sure that it lasts.
But I'm really hopeful for season three. The writer, though, that poor person... The writer of Squid Games was so stressed out trying to create the content. He had no intentions or ideas for additional seasons. Like, he was going to do the one and done.
Yeah.
But Netflix begged.
He lost teeth and stuff over season one, trying to adapt it to television and all that.
that poor writer. But I think my
that daggone
paycheck
floating golden parachute. Floating golden parachute. Yeah, Gooch Week is here. And but that all that he took the money.
Yep.
So it's hard for me to feel terribly for him.
Yeah. Well,
he voted yes to stay in the games.
There you go. There you go. But I think my favorite character in this season up to this part.
Thanos.
Me too. He's hilarious.
You know, it's weird. If you look online, the sentiment behind him is 50-50.
Yes.
And I don't get that.
But I think that's the point, right? He's both the comedic relief, but also like the one you're like not rooting for, but maybe rooting for.
Like, I was rooting for him just because he was nuts. I was like, when he got it, I was very upset because I was like, man, I'm not going to be able to see him dancing around high as shit anymore.
It was hilarious. And I agree. I've seen it online where it goes either way.
Man, you're stupid. It's like, no.
That was awesome. Like, think about it. How else can you get through something like that?
Unless that drug that he had.
Unless you're high.
I would do it. Like, if I was in that game, if I woke up and I was in them games and it was life or death, if they gave me access to something like that, I'm taking it.
Yep.
I'm trying to chill out because that shit's terrifying.
Well, speaking of waking up in a game, I don't know. So it's a new year. Yay, 2025. But it's the same shit. The world's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's we're not starting crazy. Well.
Nope, 2025 is kind of crazy already.
Got a terrorist attack in Bourbon Street.
We're starting there.
New Orleans with a dude that professed allegiance to ISIS.
Yeah, and then I think it's the Homeland Security person right now.
Said it's not terrorism.
No, said it is. That there's a resurgent of ISIS right now. And, like, okay. But this one individual acted alone in the New Orleans tragedy with his truck and took 14 lives. But he also had bombs that didn't go off.
And he got out and started shooting, too.
Insanity.
But they filled him full of bullet holes. I saw the picture of him laying on the ground. I think they should release pictures like that of people that do stupid shit.
You're going to get 50-50 on that, too, because I've seen people say you shouldn't even show the scene, right?
Well, I'm not saying show the victims. I'm saying show the dirtbag that's laying there that...
You'll get 50-50 on that.
Was a clown. He, not he. But what bugs me a lot about that whole situation is... Supposedly, Bourbon Street has this very high-tech anti-car bollard system.
Mm-hmm. Barricades that rise up and go down.
Barricades that rise up for their nightlife because it's a constant, like, it's you grab a drink and you walk to the next place. It's a party thing. So they shut down the road. Well, for some reason, on freaking New Year's, they decided to leave those down.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was a decision or if somehow there was something that made them go down, never go up.
It doesn't matter. It's like one of the busiest nights of the year for Bourbon Street, and your protection wasn't working.
Yep.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
There's a lot that doesn't make sense. Like even the individual who essentially set a Tesla on fire, made a bomb out of a Tesla.
Oh, don't get me started on this one. This is conspiracy theory central right here.
Yeah. So the individual, Matthew Livelsberger, I think is how you say that, sent a whole manifesto into
what kind
a
of different, burger?
This is his last name. Stop it. I think I said it right. I am butchering names today. Sorry. But sent a whole manifesto to a podcast and it's out there for you to read. We'll have a link on our site to it. But essentially it says that he's a whistleblower and he is calling out exactly what's happening in the Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey area. All the drones that are currently on the Northeast sea border, that it's China and they have a specific type of tech and it's checkmate if they ever decide to use it against us in a show of force. And it's a lot.
This propulsion system is supposedly like gravity something or other. It's dead silent. There's no I don't think there's any emissions or anything like that. And from what his manifesto says, they can carry an unlimited payload into the U.S. and essentially destroy us because there's no way to track these things.
Yep. Gravitational propulsion system.
Yeah, which is insane. Like, think about that. Something that's flying around. But this is all crazy to me because remember all those fighter pilots seeing those random things over the ocean that defied our known physics?
Yes.
Is it actually us and not alien life?
Or China now.
Or China, right? Because that's what this manifesto said. So this manifesto said, we have these propulsion devices and so does China. And China is launching them from submarines in the Atlantic to essentially scare us.
Right. Show of force.
Show of force. But what's weird, though, is this guy, he was not some just rando dude.
Right.
He's a Green Beret.
Right.
He's a special forces dude.
And he thought he was going to be taken out. Like, he was going to try and make it to Mexico. He thought he was going to be taken out.
His manifesto says, like, I think I'm being tailed. Hopefully I can make it to the border.
Right.
Well, he didn't, supposedly. Supposedly. So what's weird, too, is this bombing that happened was in front of one of Trump's hotels in Vegas. Mm-hmm. It was a Cybertruck that was full of like what looked like fireworks and everything. That's what the explosion looked like. And the body that was found inside was beyond recognition. Cybertrucks have the hardware to self-drive.
They said that was not engaged on this vehicle. Now, they could be lying.
Well, I don't know. But yep. I guess my point is, though, is how do we know that this dude wasn't offed, put in a Cybertruck as a plant, and then they just pushed it over to Trump Tower, or not Trump Tower, but Trump's hotel in Vegas?
Well, I would like to take it just like a step back and say this makes way more sense than aliens. Like,
yeah.
Because that's what everybody kept saying, right? Like, oh my God, nobody knows what it is, who it is, where it came from.
Yeah,
because
they were dead silent. Nobody could hear them.
Yep, but everybody's seeing them.
Right.
All up and down the Northeast. Everybody saw them.
If the
U.S. government's like, nope, that's not us.
Of course.
National government's, nope, not us. I have no idea what that is. So this makes more sense. It can't be aliens. Like, I
don't think. I mean, I'm not saying that it can't be because I don't know. I haven't been proven. Nothing has been proven to me that they don't exist.
I understand.
So I'm not going to say that they don't. But
this makes more sense.
Yeah, I lean towards it's something that is new. Like, it's a test or a show of force.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy seemed to think that this is essentially a world-ending thing.
Right.
It could be an extinction-level event because of what these drones are capable of. It'll be essentially a mutual destruction type deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what people say about World War III, right? It would just be nuclear bombs and
survivors. I guess this is different in a way that this is something the world's never seen. And there's no intercepting these things, supposedly. Like, if you put one of these propulsion devices on a rocket, would it even be considered a rocket anymore? Because it's not really a rocket engine. But anyway, if you put one of these on a rocket with a huge payload, you wouldn't know until it's over.
Well, and I think when you start building this technology, you always also build the the stopper, if you will. So I think that goes twofold. But to the extent that we know this manifesto, whether you believe in any of this or not, makes more sense to me.
Than aliens
that have been over the Northeast.
I think it makes more sense to someone like Elon, too, because he's been a big proponent of not believing in aliens.
Well, and the fact that it was a Cybertruck.
Right.
Like, whose attention are you trying to get? You put it in front of one of Trump's hotels in a Cybertruck. Whose attention are you trying to get?
This is me. This is coming from me from no, you know, this is my opinion. I don't think the dude that sent the manifesto is the dude that was in that truck.
Well,
not by choice, maybe.
Yeah, he might.
Like, he didn't blow himself up in front of Trump's hotel in Vegas.
Right.
I think he was either
offed,
murdered, placed in the thing in the Cybertruck as a, you know, just to get rid of him, essentially burn him up. Or they put somebody else in there. What do they call them? The dead bodies that are in like the morgue or whatever.
Cadavers.
Yeah. They put one in there just to make it, and then planted him just to make him disappear. Cause maybe they didn't find him. Maybe he is alive somewhere. Yeah. I don't know. I have a really hard time thinking that this dude, if he sent the manifesto, there's a lot of weird moving parts to this, but if mm-hmm. he sent this manifesto, I have a hard time believing that he wanted to kill himself. He was running from them.
Right.
So to me, if you're running from them, you don't want to kill yourself.
Right.
You want to live, because why would you just stop? Just let them get you.
Well, and I think, not to switch gears, but I am, when it comes to Luigi Mangione, I think I said that right, names, I'm getting the same kind of feelings and vibes. You know, like, I don't know. I feel like maybe he's not the guy.
Oh, you don't think it is?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know, because he just pled not guilty. And okay, maybe it's a strategy. Maybe he doesn't think like he'll be found guilty by a jury of his peers.
That's probably what he's banking on.
I'm leaning that way too, but at the same time, like,
people are hailing this fool as a freaking hero.
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't. Murder is not a heroic deed.
But on top of it, though, they're also doing some weird stuff with the judicial system. Even Luigi Mangione's defense attorney is saying this was a USA Today article, that he is being charged in Pennsylvania for state charges.
Yeah, those were like gun charges, I think.
Right.
Weapons charges.
But then also in New York City on federal charges for stalking and murder. And then New York state charges, including murder in the furtherance of terrorism. And essentially he's ping ponging between these states and all of these trials for all of those charges right now.
I mean, that's not,
and that's not something that's typically done.
That's
unprecedented, is what the defense lawyer is saying, as a human ping pong ball that going to these hearings in quick successions. So it's like they're trying to wear him down, maybe, or
no, they're trying to find something that'll stick. I mean, that's what they do.
I get that, but typically you extradite, right? You extradite someone. And they serve the charges or that sentence, whatever. They go through that process, and then you extradite them to the next place. You don't take them from state to state.
It's right next door.
Okay, but, well, not, no, because if it's a state thing, you have to go to the state court.
Okay.
I guarantee you it's not right next door.
So what? He's got to drive.
I'm sure he's enjoying the scenery, but
no, I don't.
It's just not normal.
It is, though. Police, when you even...
I'm reading what the defense attorney is saying. They're saying it's not normal.
If you are speeding and they want to get you, they're going to throw more than speeding at you if they can. Like when somebody goes on a police chase, they say you ran a stop sign, you ran a red light, you failed to yield, like that liar thing. I've got unpaid parking tickets. They throw everything at you that they can because they're hoping something sticks.
I hear you.
Now, his murder charges in New York might not stick.
Right, so that's why they have
charges in Pennsylvania might stick.
Well, in the federal versus the state level, I get it. I hear what you're saying.
After this dude,
right? And for him to plead not guilty, and then have this weird following, and
that's why he pleaded not guilty. He's
they
almost
never really like they can't necessarily place him at the crime, like. It's weird.
Well, that may be part of the reason why they're placing or he's doing not guilty either. I mean, I don't know if he did it or not.
Right. And everybody's saying innocent until proven guilty, right. Which I'm agreeing with. But
yeah. So but if they don't have evidence to place him at the crime, then he's probably going to get off.
It is 2025 is already weird.
It's like, very weird.
I can't wrap my head around all this. I've got one more thing that I want to talk about that is
uno más.
Kind of bleh. But so
why are we talking? Can we switch gears into something fun?
Yeah, one second. So I saw recently on TikTok, there's a mass exodus right now, right, of teachers out of the education system because teaching sucks, because kids are assholes and their parents aren't that great either. So
yeah, they're letting them watch Pornhub.
A teacher was actually beaten by a student.
Oh, I think I heard about
this. She broke her knee.
That's ridiculous.
During the altercation. That's insane. In my mind, she needs to not only sue the school in the district for not keeping her safe. Yep, sue the parents. When are we going to get to a point where parents are held liable for their children?
I agree. I mean, that's how it should be. Because, like, if you're going to claim, well, they're a minor, so they can't go to jail. Well, we're going to go after
the people who can.
Well, maybe we're not going to send you to jail, but you're going to help pay her medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't have to go to the hospital because she's teaching. That's not a freaking active job.
Well, when we were at breakfast this morning, there was a family sitting a table over, and I can't help myself. I'm a people watcher. And I was kind of listening to their conversation.
That's ridiculous.
It really was.
The NSA over here.
It was. I caught myself doing it a couple times. But the kid was talking to their parents. She was a teenage girl. And she literally said to her mom, her dad, and her little sister was there, "You don't even like me."
Oh, my God.
And I'm listening to the conversation. The parents are trying to talk her through her feelings. Like, why do you feel that way? What? Please give us examples. And, well, here's how I felt about that. And here's how I responded to that. And so they're trying, right? And thank God for parents like that. Keep going, right? Keep talking to your kids. Don't let them shut down. But to hear that poor kid say stuff like that, yeah, I'm like, where is that coming from?
Right. That's...
Is that just hormones? Did we all do that?
Yeah, but you have to just imagine the kid, though, that says that to their parents and they say something like, "Yeah, you're right." Oh my God. No, I'm not even joking. I'm being serious because there's parents out there like that. For example, we went to Great Wolf Lodge in South Naples, right?
Mm-hmm.
South Naples or just Naples?
I think you're saying that because the GPS.
Yeah, the GPS, we call it South Nipples, but
yeah, because the GPS lady says it funny.
Well, we went there and we went there with our family, so we had a bunch of people there. So I was sitting down, and I was finishing my breakfast at one of the pool chairs, and the place is crowded, so there's people sitting behind me, and it's a family, and they had two or three kids, one real infant. Mm-hmm. One of the kids went and got ice cream and came back eating ice cream, and the dad lost his shit. Cussing the kid out. This kid was maybe 10. Not even a teenager yet. "I don't know why you fucking need ice cream. Da, 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 da. I don't know why you fucking getting ice cream. You're not getting anybody else any fucking ice cream." And just speaking to this kid like this kid was a piece of shit. Mm. And I'm like, this child will probably grow up and feel like everybody's going to treat them like that.
Unloved, unworthy. Yep.
And they're either going to
repeat the cycle, treat others that way,
and then become like a menace to society. Or hopefully they're like, "He's just a piece of shit. My dad was a piece of shit."
Yep.
You know,
and breaks the generational
trauma. Breaks that cycle.
Yep.
But man, I was like, come on, dude, just chill out. He's talking to his spouse like that.
Ugh.
And I'm like, this guy is just not a great person. And he's
in my
got,
head, my intrusive thought was, I wish a motherfucker would try.
But he's got, this is what bugs
me. We know you wouldn't. We know you wouldn't.
No. This is what bugs me, though, is this dude has kids.
I know. And you're talking to your kid that way.
Right. You're not, you're supposed to raise them up and raise them in a way that they are better than you.
Right.
You're making them as bad, if not worse than you.
Yep.
Because especially when your parent, your father figure is talking to you like you're garbage. What do you think a stranger, they think a stranger thinks about them? Or a teacher?
Yep. Exactly.
It's so bad. I was pissed off, but not trying to get into an altercation at Grey Wolf.
This that would have been good TikTok material.
This is a family-friendly environment.
We started off with Gooch. Family-friendly. Yeah. Okay. Switching gears. You ready?
Yeah, I know this one.
No.
Yeah.
No.
KFC.
No.
Damn it.
Yes.
I don't. Okay. Yesterday, we're driving home from the store, and there's a KFC.
Okay, hold on. We're driving home from the grocery store where we just went and got groceries.
Don't try to change this.
And you want KFC.
I did. I wanted a bowl. One of them bowls sounded so good with the chicken and the corn and all that and the gravy.
Yeah. You want multiple bowls?
No, I wanted a bowl. Just one.
Uh-huh. Then I had to get another bowl for our kiddo.
All right. So here we go. Here we go.
Multiple bowls.
How do you say KFC?
It depends. How, no,
say it.
It depends.
Say it the way that you say it all the time. Don't change it.
No, it depends.
Don't change it.
Do you want to go to KFC's?
There is no S in the name.
Yes, there is. There are multiple restaurants named KFC. Do you want to go to a KFC or multiple KFC's? There are multiple around us.
I want to go to one. But you don't say, that's not how you say the title.
Do you want a KFC's bowl?
Do you
there
say,
are multiple bowls.
Do you
pick
say
one bowl?
Do you want to go to Chipotle's? No.
I would go to multiple Chipotle's.
So. But my point is, though, is you are saying it wrong.
No.
Yes,
it's multiple chickens.
No, it doesn't matter. You don't say, I got a bucket of KFC's.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
There's a multiple in the bucket.
You say, I got a bucket of KFC.
That
no. is what you say. That
I
is
I went
correct
to KFC
way.
And I got... No, I got a bucket of chicken.
You got a bucket of KFC.
KFC's is now the possessive pronoun.
It's not Kentucky Fried Chickens.
It can be, but apostrophe it S. It's not... No.
No.
I'm isn't. Freezing in Florida.
It isn't. It's not Kentucky. See, it's not Kentucky Fried Chickens. It's not KFC's. But I still, so we brought this up to our kid yesterday who was busting out laughing because we started arguing and I said, time out. Save this for the podcast. That's one of my favorite arguments because we've had this argument for years. I think one of the first Thanksgivings that I went to your family with, you said, oh, yeah, we got KFCs. And I'm like, what the
fuck? It was not a Thanksgiving, but okay.
Yeah, they would do turkey, but they would also have KFC.
No, my grandmother used to make fried chicken. Thank you. Anyways.
Before, I'm saying, she was older when I went, and she didn't make fried chicken.
No, it was a regular Saturday. Yes, sometimes on a regular Saturday, nobody felt like cooking.
Okay, well, we would go there, and we would have KFC, but she decided to say, we're going to go have some KFCs. It's like, what is this? Is this like the special Kentucky Fried Chicken special? Is it was
that- Okay, Colonel Sanders, calm down.
But I love it.
We're freezing in Florida.
It's not good. Don't move here.
It's going to be in the 30s this week.
Don't move here. 30s. Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.